One setback. Ben is back to throw it. Steps up in the pocket. Pumps. Now he throws it down the field. Heath Miller pulls it in on a great play. Took it away from safety Antonio Allen. And that's a first down at the 34-yard line of the Jets.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Steelers by Position pre-free agency. Today, we're taking a look at tight ends. I'm Missy Matthews, joined by Mike Prasuta of the DVE Morning Show and Steelers.com, Bob Laureola of Steelers.com and Steelers Digest. Let's take a look at the guys that we're going to be talking about during this segment. The free agents among this list, David Johnson and Michael Palmer. And guys, we have to start with Heath Miller and just everything he went through from the 2012 season, that Week 16 knee injury, and just kind of the rehab that he went through. He missed the first two games of this season, but still spectacular that he kind of got back as fast as he did.
Yeah, I really believe that Heath Miller's return from that severe knee injury on December 23rd, 2012, to only missing two regular season games is really, pretty much more than any reasonable person could ask for. And, you know, he did finish with 58 catches, which was the third most in his career. So, you know, I'm really interested to see how Heath Miller can do in an off season where he can spend it getting his body ready for the season as opposed to having to rehab an injury. But I got nothing bad to say about Heath Miller's season.
Came back, I think, quicker than a lot of people anticipated, but still had to play through a lot. While he was in the process of rejoining the active roster. And I'm not complaining either, lad, but I think we can see better out of Heath Miller than we saw this season.
Mike, I was going to say, he had some of those uncharacteristic drops. Ben Roethlisberger stood by him, said, you know, Heath isn't the type of guy. But there were a few throughout the season that you kind of went, that's not very Heath-like, especially being MVP last season.
Yeah, and Heath Miller, not a guy who ever made an excuse about his condition or talked about his knee. But it's got to be something that you think about, doesn't it? It's just human nature. You can't do what he's asking himself to do and not have some questions when you've been through what he has been through. And I think every day he gets another day removed from that is another day when we're not going to see things such as we're looking at here.
All right, another injury at the tight end spot, that would be Matt Spaeth. The Steelers brought him back in the offseason. He had that Liz Frank injury, and he was the one Steeler that did go on to the IR designated to return list. He was able to return, played in the last four games, and obviously they used him how we thought he was going to be used, and that was, of course, helping to block in the run game.
Yeah, I was not a big fan of using the IR designated to return designation on Matt Spaeth. I thought that, you know, a player of more significance would have been a better use for that. But I'm here to be honest with you. What Matt Spaeth was able to do for the Steelers as an inline blocker was something that they couldn't get from anyone else, and it's something that they needed for their running game to succeed. So Matt Spaeth kind of convinced me of his value over the course of this season.
And he impacted Heath Miller's season as well, because when Matt Spaeth wasn't there, then Heath Miller found himself doing things that had to be done as opposed to things that maybe only a Heath Miller can do. Once they got the two together and up to speed, it took Spaeth a little while also to be able to get the number of snaps and be as proficient as they wanted him to be. But it's an interesting duo. Had the Steelers made the playoffs, they could have looked at that tight end position as a position of strength. But this year, having Miller coming back from significant injury and not only having Spaeth out, but David Johnson also, there was a big gap there, a big hole that was really tough to fill.
I was going to say, third injury to talk about at the tight end spot, David Johnson. It just seems, Labs, past 2 years, we haven't really seen a lot from him since 2011, actually.
Yeah, right. When David Johnson first hurt his knee in training camp in 2012, people were telling me that he was really about, to blossom as a player, they thought. And then he went on IR in training camp that year. And then last year, he went on IR October the 15th. So, you know, David Johnson's in kind of a tough spot now, I think. He's an unrestricted free agent. He spent most of the last two seasons on injured reserve. You know, you have Will Johnson as well as a fullback. I just don't know what kind of future David Johnson has here long term.
All right, let's talk quickly about David Paulson. The first play that of the 2013 season that sticks out in my mind was at Cincinnati. That fumble, it was kind of, all right, you know, Spaeth is hurt. We also have Heath Miller. This is a chance for David Paulson to step up, and this is what happened, Labs.
Yeah, and, it was a bad – it kind of was emblematic of the 0-4 start. Not making plays like this – were a big part of the reason that the Steelers were 0-4 through September.
Also, the other play that Paulson kind of stood out from the season, of course, would be in Green Bay when Matt McBryer threw a nice 31-yard pass to him. He did catch this one, did hold on to it, and that was good to see. But those are kind of the two plays that kind of cemented his season, Mike.
Yeah, that shows you that he made some progress. It shows you the punting unit made some progress. He's a guy that had a role on special teams a little bit, but I don't think he's in a position right now to threaten to be one of the top two guys. And if you're not that, you better be looking over your shoulder.
All right, that's it for tight ends. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Steelers by Position.